Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party? And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
Very likely.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. 18 to 45?
65.
Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, will you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone enough on the ground track?
Well, for here,
general.
It's fine.
Yeah, in general, right direction. Correct?
Yeah, for Florida, yeah. But for the country, no.
Okay, and from the following list, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, economic issues, inflation, okay, but I have just four more options, maybe you change your mind, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., or the last
year. Joe Biden.
Okay, but public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or the last
one,
cultural issues like standing cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights.
Yeah.
Which is the most important? You need to pick
one.
The economic issues, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one is David Jordan. Do you recognize the name? David Jordan?
No.
No. Nan Cobb. Do you recognize the candidate? Nan Cobb?
No.
The next one, Mike Levin.
Yeah.
Do you recognize the name? Okay. Your opinion about Mike Levin is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know. Somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat. The next one, Kit Farner. Do you recognize the name? Kit Farner?
No.
Okay. The next one, Ron DeSantis. How would you rate Ron DeSantis? Very favorable, just somewhat.
Very favorable.
Okay. The next one, Anthony Sabatini. Do you recognize the name? Anthony Sabatini?
No.
Never heard of. Addy Owens?
No.
Addy Owens? Do you recognize the name? Okay. And how would you rate Addy Owens? Somewhat favorable.
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, never heard of. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last three candidates, Cary Baker. Do you recognize the name, Cary Baker?
No.
Okay, Mark Jordan?
No.
And the last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat.
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kit Farner, Nan Cobb, Addy Owens, or Mike Levin?
I don't know. I don't see which party they're on.
But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kit Farner, Nan Cobb, Addy Owens, or
Republican.
Mike Levin?
Whoever's Republican.
Okay. All of them are Republicans.
Okay.
But which one should I
don't know. I don't know. I'll decide the day I go into vote.
Okay. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Got worse.
General
groceries are too high.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're 7% now. Thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, which comes closest to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or the second option, bipartisanship is a good thing.
You just said the conservative.
But the next one, I need to read everything verbatim. The next one is bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. So, which comes closest to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
I told you, one with them conservatives.
The first one. Okay.
Yeah.
And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I have three options. The first one, Joe Biden's debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. The second option, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or the last one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
So well, it ain't different than the last one. Probably the first one.
Okay.
Probably the first one, okay?
And the next, as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or the second option, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. The first one or the second one?
First one.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well.
No
first
difference.
Candidate, no, I will read you the candidate, okay? The first candidate is a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. After hearing that, much more likely to support that candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Much more.
The next candidate, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders. More likely or less likely to support
more
that candidate?
Likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
The next candidate, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Yeah.
Much more likely? Okay.
Yeah.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including the stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support that candidate.
Less likely.
Much less, or just somewhat.
Yeah.
Much.
Whichever one, much. Yeah.
the next candidate, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant. Much more likely.
No, I wouldn't support him at all.
Much less likely to support a candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in a state government.
I don't care. That's more likely.
Okay, much more or just somewhat more?
Much more. So right now, you're okay?
We're almost done. This is basically the last part, okay? Hello? Is anyone there?